bestowed that mercy to all. If he will serve Krishna, he will not be sick. Never. Aata parahit suraj nahi jani, Radha virahit Krishna nahi jani. If Krishna is alone, nothing is there. Without heat and hot, sun is nothing. So without Srimati Radhika, only fools can do like this. Bhaktivinoda has told. So our ultimate goal to serve only to Srimati Radhika, and in his guidance we can serve both countries. This is the sum and substance of first Brahma Gayatri and Kama Gayatri also for this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can speak something.
When I joined our Guru Maharaj's mission, ISKCON, then I was very much inspired by this sloka of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Paritya Jamamekam Sharanam Braja Ampam Sarva Papidu Mokshi Shami Masacha. And on the basis of that, in that spirit, with a general understanding of that sloka, I entered into the mission of my Guru Maharaj, Vishnupada, Swami Prabhupada. And I never ever wanted to leave that mission. From the day that I joined, I told myself that I will never leave this, ever. And then I thought further, that if others leave, if all of them go, even, then I will stay. With this kind of spirit, I joined. By His grace, I was very convinced. This is the purpose of our life, and His mission was so expansive, so big conceptually, that we could live very happily there. Then many years later, after our Guru Maharaj left the world in 1977, then it was like the sun in my life had set. And then the moon of Bhakti Rakshak Siddhadeva Goswami Maharaj rose in our lives. And much to my surprise, on the strength of the same sloka, Sarva Dharmam Puritya Jamami Kusharanam Raja, I left that mission that was formed by my Guru Maharaj, the formal structure. So, where this sloka will take us, we can have some idea by hearing from the acharyas. But to go there, we will go. What is it? What is that sloka? Bhutva nilamne. Ahir gati, ahir iva gati prema svabhava gati labhavet. And love is going in a crooked way. So, as I told you other night, then on the order of Sridhar Maharaj, then we formed this mission, Gaudiya Vaishnav Society. This is the same meaning, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, the name of Keshav Maharaj's mission. And since that time, then myself, Sripad Narasimha Maharaj joined me also very quickly thereafter, and Bhakti Bhavan Vishnu Maharaj also, who stayed in Vrindavan, some of you may know, he came also, and some other friends coming to help. Now we have so many nice friends, but for many years we are just small group to ourselves, and the formal mission of my Guru Maharaj that we have nothing but undeserved bad reputation for there. I had a very good reputation in ISKCON as a preacher, very good reputation, but when I left I had suddenly very bad reputation everywhere. So many stories they're telling about me, so many things accusing me. And I have many, many faults, but things they are accusing me of, that I am not guilty of. Many faults I have, but those things I am not guilty of. They are making the claim that he left our Guru Maharaj. He gave up his Guru. So they think like this, so I sympathize with them in one sense. Because if someone leaves their guru, that is very bad. That is the worst thing. Naradham. If we come to this, and then we think we have understood more than our guru, then we leave it, we are the lowest of men. Naradham. I believe Vishwanatha Thakuri Thakur in his Gita commentary has described Naradham as this kind of person, who has come within the Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but think he knows more than that, more than his guru, and leaves. So they accused me like this, and they are right to be to reject somebody like that. So because many think I did that, then I can understand why they treat me the way they do, but that is not the fact. So it has been very hard to educate them what is the truth. And then suddenly also from another mission, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mas, we are also rejected. Two sides. So there also they are giving their story. Because I have some feeling for Sridhar Maharaj, he gave me much encouragement to carry out the work of my Guru Maharaj. He told me, you cannot just stay here in my mouth, you go and do something for Swami Maharaj, he has taught you everything, now go and do something. So we were doing for many years, not many years, 2 years before he left the world. When I first had a group of friends who came to help me, then I took them to Sridhar Mayapur, to Navadvip Dham, to touch the feet of Sridhar Maharaj. Some of them are here, Rupa Raghunath, Astasaki, others, first group of friends. And so for a few years, we were carrying on, and Guru Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj was in the background, energizing our work. Then when he left, the new administration, they formed a different policy. So we were also rejected, so to speak, from that mission, because that policy we we honored Guru Maharaj's policy, but the administration, in our humble estimation, did not entirely live up to his ideal. So then, on both sides, we had no friends. And these were the prominent missions, that of my Guru Maharaj Iskcon and Chaitanya Saraswati Math in Western world. So we remained small, and sometimes my friends would go different places, and they would be asked, "And who disciple are you?" And Chaitanya Maharaj, they would say so many things. "He is this, he is that." And then my disciple would come and tell me, "They are saying this, they are saying that." So I had to educate them so many things. So, and now, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj has come with his group. And to be honest with you, I know Narayan Maharaj is great Vaishnav. And as I said before, I studied his books whenever I got the chance. But I was a little reluctant to mix too closely with any other group, because I have this experience. And sometimes the disciples are enthusiastic for their guru, and sometimes in the name of that they don't always respect the sentiments of others. So I was a little cautious. I had some bad experience. But I did not want to think that anything ill, because I had bad experience with others. I did not want to think. But sometimes thought came, maybe there will be some problem. But I tried to put that out of my mind. And so I happily invited you all to come. So now, what is my evaluation of this? But I feel very happy that you've all come, and that now I think that that we, my friends and group, we have more friends to interact with, and that all of you can help my friends, my disciples, and disciples of Sripad Narasimha Maharaj also, because you have very good Guru Nishtha in Sripad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So this Guru Nishtha is most important for us. If we have this, then Guru Bhakti, Guru Nishtha, everything will come. So because you have that, then I ask you to share that with my friends. They will be encouraged in the principle of Guru, Guru Tattva. And I look forward to further sangha and interaction with all of you. And when I go to Mathur Vrindavan, then certainly I will try to come and visit with Narayan Maharaj and all of you on every possible occasion.
So I'll just say a few words in support of what we've heard, and also in support of what we've sung, although I didn't sing, I just listened. I'd like to say something about the group, Dr. These three things are very much in our life as devotees. And we have heard about these things from the Guru, from the Shastra, and from the Sadhu. Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. Frequently, our Srila Sridhar Maharaj would be asked a question, and he would say again and again, "Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. You find the answer there." Many, how can we question? How can we be sincere? How can we give up material attachment? How can we question? And he used to say, "Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. So everyone will recognize the importance of Guru. And easily we recognize the importance of Shastra. But about Sadhu, there is some unclear understanding, at least in the world of Western Vaishnava. What is the Sadhu? So, Guru and Sadhu, they're both Vaishnavas. Without being Vaishnava, one cannot be Guru. Without being Vaishnava, one cannot be Sadhu. So, they are synonymous. And Shastra is there giving support. How we can find Guru? How we can find Sadhu? How we will know? And what is Krishna? And what is Krishna's abode? And what is Krishna's activities? And so many things are told in the Shastra, but the Shastra is passive. When the neophyte reads the Shastra, he hears it with his own mind, filtered through his own conception. Therefore, if one is left in a room with just the Shastra, and he starts from the plane of a Nityabandha, conditioned soul, unless he has got a tremendous sukriti from the past, many deep impressions from the past which only come from Guru and Sadhu and previous life of Shastra, he will be very slow to actually catch what is in the Shastra. So, at this time, in the Western world, where devotees are very limited to only English, they cannot access our great Gaudiya tradition very easily. The works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others are not available for us. We depend much on books, and until the last few years, we depend solely upon Srila Prabhupada's books, our Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj's books. And so the preaching is spread that we just need these books, that you just accept these books and everything you'll get within these books. So we have a different thinking, and our thinking is that Guru and Sadhu, they are superior to Shastra because they are the ones who write the Shastra. They wrote the Shastra. And between Guru and Sadhu, it may be that Sadhu, he may become more important, in a sense, than Guru. I'll give you an example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu studied Shastra. But what he got from Rai Ramananda, what he extracted from Ramananda Roy, he extracted something from Ramananda Roy which is not even in the Shastra. Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy to speak on the ultimate goal of life and to support that with the Shastra. And step by step, from the very beginning, at Varnashram, they covered everything. Then Mahaprabhu told, "You tell me something more." And Rai Ramananda said, "Something I feel within my heart, but I cannot support that with the scripture, with the Shastra. But if you give your permission, then I will tell you what is in my heart." Then Ramananda Roy spoke, and what he spoke has become the Shastra. So where is the Shastra? Where does that come from? And how we will find our Guru? We told Maharaj this morning that only a few came directly to Swami Maharaj, to our Srila Prabhupada. Like Jadarani and Ramananda and Achyutananda and Sasarup, and so many came directly to his door. But after a time, the most of us came to him via his devotees, via the sadhu. Then we came. So, Mahaprabhu accepted Ramananda Roy and got much from him. So also, we will get much from the sadhu. We should not think that the sadhu is less than Guru. Both represent Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is some explanation of Diksha and Shiksha Guru in relation to Madan Mohanji, Dikka Guru, and Shiksha Guru, Govindaji. And there it is, said in the purport that if one wants to discriminate between these two, then one may commit an aparadha or an offense. They're to be considered equal manifestations of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu, he took Harinam from Ishwarpuri, and he received that mantra which is spoken by Sri Radhika through the person of Madhavinda Puri. That mantra is also told to him at that time. That is the beej of the Madhurya Ras. And but what he got from Ramananda Roy, very complete and full-fledged katha of Radha and Govinda, only a portion of which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They discuss for days, nearly 10 days, throughout the day, topics which human beings like ourselves have no access. Something of what they talked about is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we have gotten everything from our Guru Dev, but that everything includes the sadhu. Because of our Guru Maharaj, we have got the association of sadhu. Once in Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, Maharaj, you were there that year. You had spoken, and I believe left, gone. Then Tripurai Maharaj was asked to speak. It was a rare occasion. We were invited once in the last 10 years. So there they were telling, Prabhupada has given us everything. And Tripurai Maharaj said, given us everything means given us everyone.
And he said, Prabhupada has given us everything. We don't need anyone.
Ah, that's true.
I said, Prabhupada has given us everything. He gave us everyone.
So, chastity, it comes to a point of chastity. What is chastity to our Guru Dev? It has not got to do with the physical proximity. But the disciple who will follow the ideal, which is the real gift which Guru Dev gives, the high ideal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which is empty and hollow without sadhu sangha. Everything is built on sadhu sangha. Vaishnav state, revering and honoring the Vaishnava. And it says that you, as Guru and Vaishnava, quite synonymous. About the Shastra, you have to study long and hard. But about the sadhu, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra hoy, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. You have to study the scriptures for many lifetimes. But by lava matra, one moment association with sadhu, sarva siddhi hoy, you can get the full perfection. All perfection can come through the association of sadhu. When we associate with sadhu, then we can know what is the meaning of the Bhagavad. Bhagavad is not given to our eye easily, the name of Srimati Radharani. Not easily. We are wondering why it is not given, it is not given. But the sadhu can show, yes, here, 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 and point in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is not told everything about Krishna. It is told the way. The Goswamis, they have told anything. We have heard that Krishna appeared in Mathura to Vasudeva and Devaki. Then he went to Vrindavan. But really, the Goswamis told, actually, Mother Yasoda has given birth to twins. One boy, one girl. Brajanda Nandana Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, never goes outside Vrindavan. And then Vasudeva brought Krishna there, took away the yoga maya. The two Vasudevs gone in the original Krishna. And Mother Yasoda, when she woke up, I have given birth to twins? Oh, forgotten. She couldn't remember. And how we got this information? not directly from Bhagavat, book Bhagavat, but from the person Bhagavat, from the Vaishnava, from the sadhu, from the guru, then we are given. And why Krishna is not just giving in the book? Because if we neglect his devotee, he will not be happy. Therefore, just by book, he is not given. You can only access what he is giving in the book via the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. So, to reiterate what Prabhupada Maharaj said, we were very happy to have all of your Vaishnava association helping to purify us, encourage us, and we hope that you will not at any time reject us. Do I have a song?
I think that we are in East Goshti. All are devotees, we all friends, and expressing our ideas together, each other. I remembered so many things when they expressed all their moods. First I want to tell in East Goshti that after Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all these seniors, and especially those who were sincere Vaishnava, very beloved to Srila Prabhupada, they left that mission. They came out of that mission. But they never left their Gurudev, nor his teaching, nor anything. Once anyone told to Gurudev that those who are left Gaudiya mission, they have left Srila Prabhupada, his teachings and everything. Gurudev told, we have never left Srila Prabhupada, we'll never leave in any coming future, and still we are serving, we will serve. Let us see what becomes in future. And those who were telling like this, they went from this Krishna consciousness. The left, even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, you know all the persons, those who were telling like this. So don't think that, and let that same bark, those who are barking like this. Any pure disciple cannot give up his Gurudev. He cannot give up the service of Vaishnavas. They cannot leave the teachings of his Gurudev. They cannot give up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all the Vaishnavas, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They cannot live to serve divine couple Radha and Krishna. They cannot. They can give that place to another place, change their place, but always regard to the place where our Gurudev has left any dust there. Anyone has not tried to take all these things. So you should never think it is problem. Take it is the blessings of your Gurudev. That you are fully now absorbed in chatting, doing and serving him and divine couple and all. Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaur Nityananda. They are given chance. We see that Narada Rishi and Vyasadev were not together all time, but their hearts were there. Sukadeva Goswami went anywhere here and there. We see that Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das, not always at a time either. Only Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Thakur saw that Kali Yuga is coming and there is no teaching, nothing, no mission to encourage them, to engage them in very third class services. Those who were qualified for so many those who were qualified in any subject, he wanted to engage all in his Krishna service according to Dwarka, all their qualifications. That was the time, at the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. After that, they went here, there, but having so much regard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthplace, to their Gurudev, though as living there, they went to hell. I know them. You also know them. So, we should not think that these are all problems. Well, problems well, is one separation. We are not realizing separation mood of Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for our Gurudev. This is only problem. Nothing problem at all. So Krishna manages for all the sincere Vaishnav like this sometimes. But we think that this is problem. Actually not problem, but Krishna has managed to inspire us and to develop our Krishna consciousness. So we were with all disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Thakur. We are so fortunate to learn all these things. One thing I heard Maharaj, very good his thinking. Vaishnav are more than bona fide than Shastra and Guru. In one sense only, not all sense. Vaishnav, Krishna is himself Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Tamadi Devam, Tamalavaranam, Sitavatar, Apar Sansar Samudra Setum, Bhajamahe, Krishna Swarupam. Vaishnava cannot be like Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna heart is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes you told that there is confusion about Vaishnava. Who is actually Vaishnava or not? But Shastra cannot cheat us anytime because he is Krishna. And also it has come from the mouth of Krishna or from the nose of Krishna. So if there is any doubt about Guru, about Vaishnava, we will have to go to Shastra. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raya Ramananda, you will tell everything, but you should get the example from Shastra. Then I will think that you are telling bona fide, otherwise I will cancel all these things. So what he told, in each sadhya or sadhan, he gave a sloka from Ved, Puran, Upanishad, especially from Gita and Bhagavad. Especially from Bhagavad. So Srimad Bhagavat is bona fide at all times. But only the key is in Bhakta Bhagavat. Only this thing. That key. So they are Bhakta Bhagavat. But really Srimad Bhagavat is the heart of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell one sloka, any one sloka of Srimad Bhagavat. Varaha Piram Natavara Bapu Karanayo Karanikar. Not all the slokas he used to tell. And he used to be Radhe Radhe Krishna 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 and Vali. Then Garadhar Prabhu used to come and help him. Anyone is looking. Aho Vakiyam Tanakalukutam Vidhansaya Payada Apyasadhi Levhe Gatin Dhat Uchitam Tato Kanna Dayalum Saranam. So Shastra has no Brahm, Pramad, Karna Pato, and Deep Praliksha. But Sadhu may do all these things. From Kanishtha Adhikari to Uttam Mahabhagavati, like Sukhdev Goswami and Narad Goswami, all are Vaishnava. But we'll have to recognize them. How? If they are following Srimad Bhagavatam, then they are Sadhu and Guru, otherwise not. By following them, they have become sadhu. Otherwise, they are not sadhu. Not Vaishnava, actual Vaishnava. At first, Sukhdev Goswami was Brahmajnani. And he went to jungle. But when he returned and heard all Bhagavat Srimad Bhagavat, Atma Ramasya Muniyo Aru Karme Kurvan Vahetikim Bhuktam Itam Bhut Guno Hari. Then he became a Rasik Vaishnava. And then he told Nigamakal Patarur Galitam Phalam Sukamukhad Amrit Ravasan Yutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Pivata Bhagavatam. And what is that Bhagavatam? Rasamalayam, the ocean, endless ocean of Rasa. If anyone not follows Srimad Bhagavatam, then he is not sadhu. So authority is Srimad Bhagavatam. Pramana amalam prema apumattho maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam tatradhu nahpara. So if anyone not following Srimad Bhagavatam, he may be so great philosophers and so may bhakta. But we don't recognize. So, if anyone is so absorbed in Bhagavat and he knows something earth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did 9 kinds of explanation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it in 64 kinds of answering the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya flat. Vidya Bhagavata Vadhi. Sar Vidya
Sanmatir
Jaya. Vidya Atul Srimad Bhagavatam. You should remember also that Vaishnava has told that Krishna was Krishna and Yogamaya were from the womb of Yashoda. But you should know that only it is not the words of Vaishnavas. But it is in Srimad Bhagavatam and also in Harivansha Puran, written by Srila Vyasa, that Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda. It has clearly written. Only not that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami has explained like so. That explained on the authority of Shastra, bona fide Shastra. So Jiva Goswami has given in first Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, and Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan has given in his Darpan, Siddhanta Darpan, all these things. So we should know all these things and honor all these things. But without Bhakta Bhagavat, we cannot know Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the key in their hands. So we should honor always, not less than Guru, but more than Guru. Like, first you should do archan of Radha Krishna and Gurudev, and then Radha and Krishna. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. But I think that not Yatha Devi Tatha Guru, but more than Krishna himself. Guru should be honored. Because Guru has taken us in the lotus feet of Krishna. He has given the relation. Otherwise, we could not have. So first, worship of Gurudev, and then to deities. So, in also Ashtakali Leela, first Gurudev, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then come to Krishna and Radha. These are the process. So, where Vaishnava and Guru are there, they will so much, we are so much indebted to Vaishnavas that they have taken us to Gurudev. Otherwise, we have not realized that who is Guru and who is not Guru. So, we are debted so much to Vaishnavas. And Gurudev is also a Vaishnava. If a Gurudev is not honoring Vaishnavas, that he is not bona fide Guru. He should not be taken as a Guru. So, sometimes a Diksha Guru is superior, sometimes Shiksha Guru is superior. Like we treat and understand Rupa Goswami, our Shiksha Guru. Sometimes he has given that Krishna is Shiksha Guru, Lalita is Shiksha Guru, Visakha is Shiksha Guru, Sarup Damodara Ramanandi is Shiksha Guru. They are not less than, inferior than our Gurudev. They are worshipable for our Gurudev also, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodara Ramananda. But still they are Shiksha Guru for us. So we should not think that who is inferior and who is superior. In them, really Krishna is our Gurudev or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he inspires us. And so he is Chaitya Guru. He is not inferior than our Diksha Guru. So certainly we are debted to all Vaishnavas because they are giving all these things to us. So we should honor Vaishnavas, Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, is all, and also Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna with his own. I wanted to speak about some, what is our sadhana and sadhana, and what is the sum and substance of all the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. I wanted to explain something, but time is over. But I'm telling well. Time is over.
What time is it?
tannam rupa charitadi sukastananu kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan vraje tadanuragi jananugami kalam naed akhilam ityu upadesha. Rupa Goswami is telling. That I am telling you because there is no time. So Rupa Goswami is telling. Only one teaching I am giving. This is the sum and substance of all the teachings. But I want to tell you one slok before this slok. And this is more important for us. Then we can realize the meaning of this sloka, tannama rupa charitadi. And that sloka is that gurau goshthe goshthalayishu sujane bhusurgane samantre si namni brajvadanda sarane sada dambham hitva kuru ratim apurvam ai bhatas chatu kiraje dhitipada. Disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami, actually the follower, sincere follower of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Vaishnava. Raghunath Das Goswami is training his man and he is doing prarthana to his mind. Don't be so curious. Don't be derailed. I'm giving some good instructions to you. And for you, for your good, for your